Welcome to the listening comprehension test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now read task one. Now listen to part one.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, what can I do for you?
We're looking for the fashion gallery.
I suppose you mean our special exhibition, London Fashion in the 1980s? That's here on this level, next to the section about famous fashion designers.
But you have to pay for the special exhibition, don't you?
Yes, I'm afraid you do. It's £5.30, and a voluntary donation to the museum is always welcome.
Okay.
The only thing is, we have time tickets at the moment, so if you buy a ticket now, you won't actually get in until this afternoon.
And what time would that be?
Yeah, let me have a look. The earliest ticket for today is 4:45, but that's only 1 hour before we close today.
Do you think that would be enough time for the exhibition, or would we just have to rush through it?
To be honest, it's not really enough, because the whole exhibition is quite big. But if you only want to get an overview, it might be enough. You could buy your tickets right now, come back tomorrow morning and go straight in.
That won't work. We've come up from Brighton, and we're just here for the day.
I read about another special exhibition that's running, Italian Fashion from 1945, I think.
Yes, that's right. We also have time tickets for that, and I don't think you'll get one until the end of July.
I suppose we'd better stick with the regular fashion gallery. That's open, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you don't need tickets for that, and entrance is free. It's normally on this level, too, but we're doing maintenance work at the moment, so it's been moved upstairs.
Have you got a map of the museum?
Yeah, sure. But remember, because of the maintenance, the fashion gallery is not marked correctly on the map. At the moment, it's on the top floor. By September, everything will be back to normal.
Can we take this lift to get upstairs?
No, sorry. This one is only for staff members. You need to use either the stairs or take the lift opposite the entrance to the museum shop.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm afraid you'll have to leave your rucksack in one of our lockers. You can find them on the right when you come in through the main entrance.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Enjoy your visit.
Now listen to part one again.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, what can I do for you?
We're looking for the fashion gallery.
I suppose you mean our special exhibition, London Fashion in the 1980s? That's here on this level, next to the section about famous fashion designers.
But you have to pay for the special exhibition, don't you?
Yes, I'm afraid you do. It's £5.30, and a voluntary donation to the museum is always welcome.
Okay.
The only thing is, we have time tickets at the moment, so if you buy a ticket now, you won't actually get in until this afternoon.
And what time would that be?
Yeah, let me have a look. The earliest ticket for today is 4:45, but that's only 1 hour before we close today.
Do you think that would be enough time for the exhibition, or would we just have to rush through it?
To be honest, it's not really enough, because the whole exhibition is quite big. But if you only want to get an overview, it might be enough. You could buy your tickets right now, come back tomorrow morning and go straight in.
That won't work. We've come up from Brighton, and we're just here for the day.
I read about another special exhibition that's running. Italian fashion from 1945, I think.
Yes, that's right. We also have time tickets for that, and I don't think you'll get one until the end of July.
I suppose we'd better stick with the regular fashion gallery. That's open, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you don't need tickets for that, and entrance is free. It's normally on this level, too, but we're doing maintenance work at the moment, so it's been moved upstairs.
Have you got a map of the museum?
Yeah, sure. But remember, because of the maintenance, the fashion gallery is not marked correctly on the map. At the moment, it's on the top floor. By September, everything will be back to normal.
Can we take this lift to get upstairs?
No, sorry, this one is only for staff members. You need to use either the stairs or take the lift opposite the entrance to the museum shop.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm afraid you'll have to leave your rucksack in one of our lockers. You can find them on the right when you come in through the main entrance.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Enjoy your visit.
This is the end of part one. Now read task two. Now listen to part two. Emily?
Lisa?
What are you doing here? That's amazing.
I work here.
You work here? What, permanently?
No, I'm doing work experience for 3 months. Well, for 1 month now because I've already done 2 months.
And in which department?
Well, at the moment I'm working in another building. It's a special center for textiles and fashion. It belongs to the museum. You may have heard of it, the Cloth Workers' Centre.
The Cloth Workers' Centre? No, I don't think I know it. Is it new?
Well, quite new. It opened last October. It's not for the general public. It's basically a place where people who want to study go. It's easy to get to.
Okay.
Anyway, you're a student. You must come round sometime. I can give you a tour and show you what I'm doing. I think you'd really like it.
Yeah, I'd love to.
You just need to make an appointment with the center via email and then bring some ID with you. It's all on the internet.
That would be great. What day would suit you?
Well, any day, except Monday, and preferably in the afternoon. We close at 6. I'll give you my number and then you can let me know.
So, do you live in London now?
Yes, south of the river, near Battersea Park. It's about 15 minutes by bike. I'm sharing a flat with 2 other girls.
And what are you going to do when your 3 months are up?
Well, I'm hoping they're going to keep me on. Maybe I can work as a gallery assistant. We'll see.
Sounds good.
And yourself? 1 more year to go.
That's right. Then I need to find a job too. Did you apply for a work placement or did you know somebody here?
No, I applied and got an interview and everything. Why don't you do the same? Just apply.
You think so?
You could start with a week or two of voluntary work. They're always looking for new staff. There are over 800 people working here.
So many.
Look, we can talk about it when we meet. I've got a meeting at 1:30, so I've got to go now.
Okay, well, thanks for your help and advice.
That's okay. Let me know when you're coming.
I'll do that. Bye.
Now listen to part two again.
Emily?
Lisa!
What are you doing here? That's amazing.
I work here.
You work here? What, permanently?
No, I'm doing work experience for 3 months. Well, for 1 month now, because I've already done 2 months.
And in which department?
Well, at the moment I'm working in another building. It's a special center for textiles and fashion. It belongs to the museum. You may have heard of it. The Cloth Workers Center?
The Cloth Workers Center? No, I don't think I know it. Is it new?
Well, quite new. It opened last October. It's not for the general public. It's basically a place where people who want to study go. It's easy to get to.
Okay.
Anyway, you're a student. You must come round sometime. I can give you a tour and show you what I'm doing. I think you'd really like it.
Yeah, I'd love to.
You just need to make an appointment with the center via email and then bring some ID with you. It's all on the internet.
That would be great. What day would suit you?
Well, any day, except Monday, and preferably in the afternoon. We close at 6. I'll give you my number and then you can let me know.
So, do you live in London now?
Yes, south of the river, near Battersea Park. It's about 15 minutes by bike. I'm sharing a flat with 2 other girls.
And what are you going to do when your 3 months are up?
Well, I'm hoping they're going to keep me on. Maybe I can work as a gallery assistant. We'll see.
Sounds good.
And yourself? 1 more year to go.
That's right. Then I need to find a job too. Did you apply for a work placement or did you know somebody here?
No, I applied and got an interview and everything. Why don't you do the same? Just apply.
You think so?
You could start with a week or two of voluntary work. They're always looking for new staff. There are over 800 people working here.
So many.
Look, we can talk about it when we meet. I've got a meeting at 1:30, so I've got to go now.
Okay, well, thanks for your help and advice.
That's okay. Let me know when you're coming.
I'll do that. Bye.
This is the end of part two. Now read task three. Now listen to part three.
Welcome to the Cloth Workers Centre in London. The centre opened a few months ago, so I'd like to tell you who we are, what we do, and when you can visit us. Now, the Cloth Workers Centre is actually a short form for a much longer title. The Cloth Workers Centre for the Study and Conservation of Textiles and Fashion. That means that the centre is a place where we look after textiles and fashion, but it is also a place where we offer visitors an opportunity to study textiles and fashion. The centre has one main aim, to provide the best possible access to our excellent collection of textiles and fashion in a relaxed and peaceful environment. That's why we have a special study room that has been designed for individual visitors and small groups of up to three. We also have a seminar room for larger groups of up to 18. Both rooms are spacious, bright, and well-equipped for study and research. As I said before, the centre conserves textiles and fashion. That's why we have specially built conservation studios, so that we can take care of the collection now and for generations to come. It's important to know that the centre is not open to the general public, but to people who are studying textiles and fashion. This is why we ask individuals and groups to book a visit in advance. Please send us an email saying when you want to come and why, so that we can make sure that the objects you want to see and the space to study them are available. We also offer guided tours of the centre. These take place in the morning on the last Friday of the month. Tours last 45 minutes. Unfortunately, places for our tours are limited, and it is essential to book in advance. When you arrive at the centre for studying purposes or for a guided tour, you will need to provide personal identification. As this must include a photograph, we advise visitors to bring their passport or their driving licence or their student identity card. A library ticket with a photograph is also acceptable. And finally, our opening hours. The Cloth Workers' Centre is open from Tuesday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. We're closed on public holidays and throughout.
Now listen to part three again.
Welcome to the Cloth Workers' Centre in London. The centre opened a few months ago, so I'd like to tell you who we are, what we do, and when you can visit us. Now, the Cloth Workers' Centre is actually a short form for a much longer title. The Cloth Workers' Centre for the Study and Conservation of Textiles and Fashion. That means that the centre is a place where we look after textiles and fashion, but it is also a place where we offer visitors an opportunity to study textiles and fashion. The centre has one main aim: to provide the best possible access to our excellent collection of textiles and fashion in a relaxed and peaceful environment. That's why we have a special study room that has been designed for individual visitors and small groups of up to three. We also have a seminar room for larger groups of up to 18. Both rooms are spacious, bright, and well-equipped for study and research. As I said before, the centre conserves textiles and fashion. That's why we have specially built conservation studios, so that we can take care of the collection now and for generations to come. It's important to know that the centre is not open to the general public, but to people who are studying textiles and fashion. This is why we ask individuals and groups to book a visit in advance. Please send us an email saying when you want to come and why, so that we can make sure that the objects you want to see and the space to study them are available. We also offer guided tours of the centre. These take place in the morning on the last Friday of the month. Tours last 45 minutes. Unfortunately, places for our tours are limited, and it is essential to book in advance. When you arrive at the centre for studying purposes or for a guided tour, you will need to provide personal identification. As this must include a photograph, we advise visitors to bring their passport or their driving license or their student identity card. A library ticket with a photograph is also acceptable. And finally, our opening hours. The Cloth Workers' Centre is open from Tuesday to Friday, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. We're closed on public holidays and throughout.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.